welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of December 2nd. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and festive Melissa Hansen.
I'm so festive.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? How was your Thanksgiving?
A water leak and a damaged ceiling right now.
Ooh.
And lattice, like on my patio that broke and fell, and warning lights on my car, and I'm just really festive right now.
Oh, boy.
I'm just busy. With shit falling apart.
Yeah, well, happy Cyber Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you have anything in the way of entertainment this past week?
I did.
Oh.
I watched the final season of Dexter.
That and? Was
Thanksgiving. Isn't that what everybody does?
Of course.
Hang out with serial killers?
Hey, why not?
I'm sure heard when it aired, whatever, a couple months ago, it's like the worst finale ever.
Yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
So you have your last episode and wraps up kind of storylines and you find out kind of what happened to people, you know, the last, whatever, 15 minutes of it. And then you have this like 1 minute long, like epilogue thing, which was shit, which was beyond unnecessary.
Okay.
Which this is what everybody's saying. Now I get if they wanted to make some crazy point about the character.
Yeah.
There would have been better ways to do it. I don't hate it as much as some people. I think it was pointless. I certainly would not have put this kind of little epilogue on the end.
All right.
But I get, because you think he's like sacrificing himself for people that he's actually learned to love.
Yeah.
And then that he doesn't really sacrifice himself. But I don't know. So I don't know if they're really trying to tell us something about the character, that there is no complete redemption.
All right.
I don't know. If that was the point they were trying to make, I could see it a little, but it was sure as hell lost on most people. Huh. But anyhow, this season wasn't one of the best.
All right.
So you can only do so much with this idea. But what was amazing to me this season, Jennifer Carpenter didn't drive me bonkers.
Oh, well, that's a first.
Like, when I've talked about Dexter before, I really dislike her as an actress.
Yeah.
She seems to be a fine human being. I don't think she's a very good actor.
Yeah.
And she like would drive me crazy. Like she would take me out of the episode.
Mm.
I appreciated her this season.
Hmm.
It really, I don't think it was just me getting used to it. I don't know, maybe a combination. Maybe it was me just kind of getting used to her, and maybe the writer's doing a better job with the character, and maybe she has grown as an actor. I don't know what it was, but she did not drive me insane.
Okay.
Which just is huge, because that's been my only real complaint about the series up until now.
Okay.
So, and she had a lot. I mean, she had a lot of shit going on. Last season, too, I told you, was like all about Deborah.
Yeah.
And this, she had a lot going, too.
Okay.
I really appreciated. They threw some big, like, dum-dum-dum moments in it.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Kind
of keep it going. I think they wrapped it up. Some of those, where did things come from? And, you know, what kind of people are the characters? And, you know.
Yeah.
I think they did some okay stuff, and I did not like, there was nothing about the entire ending that was impressive, and that very, very bit at the end was unnecessary.
All right.
So, it definitely went out with a whimper instead of a bang.
Hmm.
Kind of thing, but it's still, this season was still better than most what's on television.
Okay.
Even though it was probably the weakest season of it.
Hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I think when last we talked, I was going to see Doctor Who on the big screen. And I've since seen it again on the small screen, and I'm very happy to have waited to see it on the big screen, because it is very cinematic in scope. Well, I didn't pay to see the 3D, because I abhor 3D, and I'm not going to give the studios money for stereoscopic after effects. But Stephen Moffat did a very nice job. There were not as many surprises as I was expecting.
Okay.
For the 50th anniversary.
No massive revelations.
No, well, there was one, and it kind of sets the series in motion for Peter Capaldi.
Okay, excellent.
It does change things in the Doctor Who universe in a very big way.
Okay.
And it gives him a purpose now, more than just kind of traveling the universe and seeing different things. He now has a mission he has to complete.
Okay.
So without spoiling anything.
And, all right.
There is one very fan-defining moment in there.
Okay.
That just warms your heart to know. And,
oh, good. So
that moment alone was worth the price of admission. So you definitely, if you are a fan of Doctor Who from any generation, this is well worth seeing.
All right. Maybe it'll bring some of the people who like used to watch it kind of back in.
Could be. It very well could be.
All right.
But that was about the extent of my entertainment because we closed Gift of the Magi to sold out houses despite getting a bad review.
No, one bad review is nothing.
Well, I know. But when it's the only review you have,
not so good.
But it's a tiny little unassuming show that more than delivered on its promise. So we're done with that, and I've got two more shows to finish in the next 3 weeks.
All right, then.
So I'm not sleeping much.
No.
But there were people who went to the box office this holiday weekend, aren't there?
Holy cannoli, they did, of course. Hunger Games, still number one, no shocker, but almost $75 million. And then Frozen, $67 million, so pretty darn close up there. Okay. And then Thor is third with $11 million.
Yeah, I still have to see that before it leaves the theater.
Yeah. And then Best Man Holiday, 8.5, and Homefront, 7. And Delivery Man is right underneath that.
All right. Well, Vince Vaughn still has some people who want to see him.
I guess so.
Next week, there is only one movie of note coming out. I think they're just waiting for everybody else to, go see these other movies that are out there before they release anything else. It's called Out of the Furnace. It's a crime thriller starring Woody Harrelson, Christian Bale, and Casey Affleck, who hasn't done a whole lot in recent years. So good to see that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what he's been doing. I mean, he works steadily enough.
Yeah, it's just he
was busy doing that crazy-ass Joaquin Phoenix thing. He put a lot of time into that documentary that was all fakey.
Oh, that's right.
Kind of stuff. So anyhow. Yeah, but yeah, Woody Harrelson, throwing him in with Christian Bale and Casey Affleck seems a little off.
Well, and he'll have two movies in the box office then because he's a big part of Hunger Games as well.
He's really good in that. Yeah. It's a great character, but he plays it very well. Yeah. So.
And to think of, here's the guy who was the comic relief on Cheers.
Right.
And has since gone on. And I think probably Natural Born Killers, the Oliver Stone movie, is what kind of propelled him.
Yeah, that he can do a heck of a lot more.
Yeah. If you are not going to the box office, or if you're not going to the theaters, you can see what's coming to DVD and Blu-ray by going to DVDverdict.com. Some interesting stuff this week on DVD and Blu-ray. The Wolverine, Hugh Jackman's latest installment in his franchise, which I have not seen and I need to. That comes out on Tuesday. Smurfs 2, Mortal Instruments City of Bones, which I guess is another, they're trying to build another franchise off of a kids series or teen series. The Simpsons season 16, Hot in Cleveland season 4, which I believe includes the Mary Tyler Moore cast reunion episode.
Okay.
And then Robert Altman's Nashville comes to Blu-ray via Criterion this week, which is a big release for them.
Yeah.
Over at Redbox, we've got Red 2, which Dave Johnson said is one of the dumbest movies he's ever seen.
Okay, then.
RIPD, which is the Jeff Bridges, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. And they're both with weeds. What's her name?
Oh, Mary Louise Parker.
Okay, because I get my
Mary Stuart Masterson is what I almost said.
Who's guest starring? Mary Stuart Masterson is guest starring on The Good Wife.
Oh, well, good for her.
Yeah, very interesting. So, okay, anyhow, now that we got our Marys with three names.
There you go. Lindsay Lohan's The Canyons is available on Redbox this week. And then,
which we did not trash in our review.
No, we did not, surprisingly.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Yeah. And then Despicable Me is back. So for those who want to see Despicable Me 2, next week you can catch up on the original this week.
Okay.
Over at Netflix, we've got Michael Shannon and the Iceman, which is a biopic of a hitman. We've got the remake of Red Dawn with Chris Hemsworth. We've got the Jim Henson sci-fi series Farscape. And then Disney, who has slowly been releasing some of their B and C level animated features. The Sword in the Stone from the 70s is available this week.
Nice.
Which is still one of my favorites, but I'm a King Arthur nut, so.
Yeah.
I liked it. Over at Hulu, Val Kilmer's direct-to-video horror movie called The Riddle.
Okay.
Hulu has the weirdest stuff. The 1998 sequel to The Kid in King Arthur's Court is called The Kid in Aladdin's Palace.
There was a sequel?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's available on Hulu this week. And then the 1992 romantic comedy called Mistress, starring Robert Wall, Robert De Niro, and Martin Landau.
Okay, no, yeah, we're talking about quite a cast earlier. Wow, that may win the prize for...
Yeah. So this had to have been the time that Arliss was big on HBO, because that was...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was Wall's kind of claim to fame.
Yeah, okay.
But that's all I've got for physical and streaming media this week.
Okay. Well, we got a mix of, Christmas specials just weird TV shows going on. Monday, Charlie Brown Christmas.
Ooh,
and
already.
CMA Country Christmas.
Okay.
On ABC. And then a very merry Muppet movie, which is the whole, we need to save the theater, so let's put on a show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually on CW. And then Monday night, TLC has Best Funeral Ever, man.
What?
Yeah, it's about, like, really wacky, crazy, great funerals. Yeah, that's, so to get us, again, in the, Christmas spirit.
Wow.
All right, Tuesday, What Would You Do is back on ABC. That's one of their new specials. It started as a whole thing. It's almost like this, like, practical jokes, but then they yell at you for being a bad person for not helping someone.
Oh, boy.
All right, Wednesday, Christmas in Rockefeller Center, and then Saturday Night Live Christmas Special, NBC, and Mob Boss begins on TNT, and that's Frank Darabont's new one.
Right.
Yeah, so I bet a whole bunch of Walking Dead fans will be heading over to TNT this week.
Good bet.
Thursday is that Carrie Underwood, The Sound of Music Live.
Oh, shoot me now.
On NBC. Yeah, but now we can stop hearing about it because it'll be on.
Right.
And then Friday, Frosty the Snowman, Yes, Virginia, and the Grammy nominations concert live on CBS.
Boy.
Sunday, The Amazing Race finale on CBS, and then Bonnie and Clyde starts on A&E.
They have been advertising the hell out of that thing.
Yeah. So that is beginning Sunday night. Music this week, Miss Britney Spears.
Yeah.
It's called Britney Jean. It's her album. And then country star Jake Owen, Days of Gold, is out. And Black Flag has a new album.
Get out.
It's called What the... and then also Boston, Life, Love, and Hope.
I didn't even know those guys were still together.
Yeah, well, they are at least back together. And then The Sound of Music from the live special is out on CD this week, too.
Okay.
Along with Sons of Anarchy 3 soundtrack. And our Christmas album this week is Leona Lewis, Christmas with Love.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. All right, books this week, Command Authority by Tom Clancy. And Mark Greenery.
No.
Not just Tom Clancy anymore.
Yes, right.
And then Robert Ludlum's The Born Retribution.
Which is also not written by Robert Ludlum.
Right, which is not written, but that's why they have to put his name in the
right.
title now.
Because right.
It's the character Eric von Lustbader.
Well, that's a hell of a name.
Yeah, it's 11 in the Born series.
Okay.
And then one of my more favorite series, the Mickey Haller series, number 5 in that, called The Gods of Guilt by Michael Connelly. And that's the Lincoln lawyer that McConaughey played him in the movie.
I never saw that movie.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent movie, and it's a really good series. Hmm. It's another one, you know, kind of thriller, detective-y series set in L.A.
All right.
You should check it out. Yeah. All right, and then Pretty Little Liars number 14.
Oh, God.
By Sarah Shepard. That is out, too. And then in nonfiction, we have The Kid, The Immortal Life, not Immoral, Immortal Life of Ted Williams.
Could be immoral. Who knows? Read the book and find out.
Ben Bradley Jr. is that. And then this is one of the best titles.
What?
So it's an autobiography by Morrissey.
Yeah?
And it's called Autobiography. Just come on, it's Morrissey. What else is he going to call it?
Right.
Please.
All right.
Whatever.
Oh, boy.
All right. Theater news.
Yes.
New Broadway musical. It's beginning of January.
Okay.
At the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. Kelly O'Hara, who's huge Tony star. And Stephen Pasquale.
Yes.
From Rescue Me.
Yes.
The Bridges of Madison County, the musical.
Oh, my God.
Jep.
All right. So my college roommate, John Klinkowitz, whose father was on staff at University of Northern Iowa, was friends with What's-His-Face, who wrote Bridges of Madison County, who was a giant pain in the ass.
He's friends with lots of really kind of great authors.
Yes. Jerry was, he's very well connected. Like Kurt Vonnegut. You know,
Name dropper.
I'm sorry, but
I know you're like 3 steps away with this. But
yeah,
still.
But this guy was a complete whack job. And what the movie was made with Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep.
Yes.
And now we've got. I've got
and now, not only is it going to Broadway, it is going to be a musical.
Ugh! Make it stop.
All right, then. Let's move on to... that's pretty horrible news, in my opinion, but let's move on to even more horrible news.
So this broke last night.
Oh, good Lord.
I was at rehearsal, and
it broke Saturday night, I think.
Was it Saturday night, or was it last night?
Yeah, Saturday.
Oh, all right. Whatever. Oh, it's the show. I don't know. Anyways, my days are all blurring together. So word came out that Paul Walker... of Fast and Furious fame, among other movies, but that's kind of his biggest thing, had died in a car crash. And everyone's like, oh, the irony of this. But there was more to this story because it was a charity event, right? And he was a passenger in the car.
Yeah, he has his own charity. He does all kinds of amazing, did all kinds of amazing, wonderful things to help others. And it was... a car show charity event north of LA. We don't know all the details. Of course, there's rumors that they were racing the car. There were problems with the car. There were who knows. It was one of his best friends and business partners. It was his car. He was driving it. And when it hit the tree, it split the hood in half all the way up to the windshield.
And they had to use dental records to identify the body.
And then it was a fireball. It burst into complete flames, which is odd because, like, the engine's in the back.
Right.
So I would hitting the front, have it. But who knows? We're going to have to wait to find out what we can. And who knows if we'll ever know completely what happened. Okay. But horrific car accidents.
Jeez.
I mean, not just car accident. Horrific. If you go and look at pictures or film or anything from it, it's just,
God.
Horrible. So.
And of course, they're in development on the 7th movie.
Oh, yeah, they're shooting the 7th movie.
Yeah.
He was supposed to shoot scenes next week that are, like, huge stuff. So we'll have to wait and see. The producer said, we don't care. It doesn't matter. It's completely on hold.
All right.
We are grieving Paul. We don't give a crap about the movie at the moment.
Wow.
So,
It's just one of those things that kind of takes people, completely by surprise. So,
yeah. And so, and as soon as everybody started pouring, and it really was all over my Facebook page, because obviously some of my friends are big fans of his. But what also started almost immediately is, why the fuck do you care about an actor when our servicemen and women are dying every day?
Yes, this happens every once in a while. This type of kickback comes back around.
And I actually, one of my friends who was a military wife posted a link to an article from a military wife. It's called militaryspouse.com.
Okay.
And she basically said, who are you to tell anybody who and how to grieve?
Yeah.
I don't care if he's a movie star. He deserves to be grieved as much as anyone else. Yeah. So why do you need to yell at people and put down people who are grieving him?
Well, we just went through this again, you know, with the JFK thing. It's 50 years later and people are still grieving the fact that he was...
Yeah. So...
Yeah. But it's a very good point. I mean, we are individuals. We respond emotionally in very different ways.
Right.
Nobody does it the same way.
Right. So don't get mad. Like, why does a movie star deserve to be grieved? Because he's a human being. And if you don't want to grieve him, then don't. But don't yell at me for doing it.
Exactly.
So, there. All right. Should we talk about the other big death that shocked entertainment?
What?
Brian Griffin.
Oh.
to lighten this up.
So Family Guy killed off the dog, the family dog.
Yeah. And brought on a new one already.
With who's voiced by one of the guys from The Sopranos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fans are completely bananas about this. And hey, well, The Simpsons does it, you know? Don't be safe. Shake things up, and it's Seth MacFarlane did the voice anyways. He does the voices for 90% of the characters on the show.
So, but this was huge news.
Huge.
It took Paul Walker dying to like eclipse this.
Yeah. But a friend of mine brought up an interesting point, and I guess they had heard or read an interview with Seth that said a lot of people have pets and they lose pets and they have to deal with that grief and that loss. And he said he wasn't trying to make a big moral issue, but it's something that happens that people deal with.
Right.
We lost our little guy. He was almost 18 years old, and it affected me profoundly, despite the fact that he had been sick, you know, and wasn't the same, and he had lost his sight and his hearing and everything. But it hurts. And you've lost several dogs in your life.
Right. And that's the thing. If you love dogs, you're going to lose them.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, I mean, in a way, kudos to him for trying to make a statement by using his show to do something like that.
Really, do you think he was really making a statement?
No, I don't think so, but and maybe...
The only statements he makes are, like, about boobs. Come on.
Jodie Foster's
boobs. Oh, don't.
One footnote to the show. Last week, we were talking about Josh Brolin. And I had asked the question, are he and Diane Lane still together?
Right.
Apparently not.
No, their divorce just became final.
Yes. Which is good
for her. She's back to being just Diane Lane, not Diane Lane Berlin.
Well, and good for her because the dude is unhinged. Now, I have to say, we spent, 2 hours with him on a Q&A one day?
Yeah, and it was a whole, like, there was an audience of people.
Right, it was 100 people or so.
Yeah. It wasn't, like, just me there, but it was... Very interesting. And he seemed amazing.
Yeah, he did.
Like, I fell in love with him in The Goonies, but I kind of fell in love with him again that night.
Yeah. But it just goes to show that substance abuse can really screw you up.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. I mean, there's...
That's what it seems like. He obviously has issues with it, and he's admitted that.
Yeah.
So is that what makes him an asshole who used to beat her? Allegedly?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, at least she's smart enough to kind of say, enough's enough.
Yeah.
Especially since this last time around, he's,
Yeah.
Anyways, movie news, Kick-Ass's Aaron Taylor-Johnson and the up-and-coming Miss Elizabeth Olsen will play Magneto's offspring, Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch, in Joss Whedon's Avengers Age of Ultron.
Nice.
Which is rapidly in development. Rumors from... The United Kingdom report that J.J. Abrams' Star Wars team has built a full-scale model of the Millennium Falcon.
Oh.
for shooting inside and out, which, you know, you can't tell me. I mean, Harrison Ford is still very coy about his involvement, but if you're doing that, come on. I mean, yeah. Han Solo has to be a part of this film.
Yeah.
And then there's another internet rumor that started swirling around Facebook. I guess Juliet Landau, who was Drusilla on Buffy and Angel.
Right, and Martin's daughter.
Martin's daughter was had some pictures taken of herself in, like, Tom Baker garb for Doctor Who's 50th anniversary.
Oh.
And the rumor is that she could be the next companion for Peter Capaldi.
Shut the front door.
Playing a variation on the Romana character who was a companion in the... who was a Time Lord and a companion in the Tom Baker era.
I literally just got goosebumps.
Yeah. Now, this could be just
kidding.
A fan-driven thing that, you know, nobody's sourced yet, or there could be some truth to it. But it would be a very... She's an incredibly talented actress.
Oh, yeah.
And when you think of the intensity of Peter Capaldi opposite the intensity of Juliet Landau, that the chemistry could be quite...
But I don't know if I'll appreciate her unless she's playing crazy.
Well...
If she's not all, like, with the baby dog going, spoil. I don't know if I'll love her that much.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. So, all right. That's all I've got for entertainment news.
Okay. Well, guess what? Kanye West is a hypocrite. Okay. Sure. That's not news. I know. Yeah. It's not news at all. But he tried to get a meeting with, like, Louis Vuitton, the company, and they wouldn't meet with him or something. So he went on, like, a New York radio program and was like, boycott Louis Vuitton.
Oh, jeez.
Right? And then, like, the next day... He and Kim and North left New York.
Yeah.
Oh, their Louis Vuitton luggage.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyhow, the other huge news is the Christmas card is out.
Yep. Is Bruce in it?
The guys are in it. Bruce is, like, off in the corner, and it's bizarre. Like, they're always, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, so over the top, and, like, are you kidding me? This is, like, bizarre. I don't know what they're doing here. It's, like, futuristic-y, weird, but it's, like, it's Chris and the girls.
Huh.
Like, and Lamar's obviously not in it, but Scott's not in it.
Huh.
I don't know. It's bizarre. You can just go get Kardashian Christmas card and look at it, yeah. But holy cannoli. And, yeah, our good friend, the human algorithm, sent me a link to it. Right away, as soon as it was published.
Yeah.
So, but you can find it lots of places.
All right.
And you can go laugh at them like I did.
There you go. Do we have a contest this week?
We do. It's based on the YouTube series. It's feature-length film, Dick Figures, the movie.
Oh, these are those really angry, kind of sketchy
like characters. Drawn,
yeah,
like
characters. Yeah.
But kind of, yeah, the, like, YouTube series. Anyhow, it is a full-length movie and out on DVD.
All right. That's good. And you can go over to dvdreader.com/contest to register to win that.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we will be back with more. I can't believe we're only, 3 weeks away from Christmas?
Yeah, it's December already.
Jeez. That's insane. Hello. Anyways, please continue to read our reviews over at dvdverdict.com and check out the entertainment news at dailyverdict.com. And listen to our podcasts at dvdverdictpresents.com. But until next time, Melissa Ann, take it away.
You just never know how tomorrow will go. So let's make sure we kiss goodbye.